Today, I'm John Doman.
Indictments in the death of VCU student Adam Oakes of Loudoun County. I'm Dick Uliano.
Two crashes involving fire trucks leads to a plea from an area fire chief.
Stop being distracted.
I'm Mike Marilla.
It's 6 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Doctors, nurses, and other medical workers in New York State who haven't been vaccinated against COVID could be fired today under a mandate issued by former Governor Cuomo. WROC-TV's Ericetta Cost is in Rochester.
The governor just feels that we are dispensable.
Krista Michael has worked as a nurse for Unity Hospital over 30 years. She isn't ready to throw in the towel yet for not getting the vaccine.
I don't want to be rushed into taking something. My initial hope was give it a couple years.
She says maybe someday, but it's nobody's business when or why. For now, she's preparing for the worst.
I don't plan to resign. I will go to work until they escort me out.
Governor Hochul is preparing for a potential state of emergency declaration in anticipation of losing employees like Michael.
Hochul says she may call in the National Guard to help. In Washington, the House begins debate today on President Biden's $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill.
I'm optimistic about this week. It's going to take the better part of the week, I think.
Speaker Pelosi says 95% of Democrats are on board and she'll hold a vote Thursday. The government is set to shut down Friday if Congress doesn't pass a funding bill by then. Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney, whose sister is married to another woman, says she's evolved on the issue of gay marriage. Cheney tells CBS's 60 Minutes.
I was wrong. I love my sister very much. I love her family very much, and I was wrong.
Cheney broke with her family in 2013 when she opposed same-sex marriage ahead of her failed Senate bid. Hundreds turned out to say goodbye to Gabby Petito at a funeral service near her childhood home on Long Island. Her father, Brian.
I'm asking that you guys be inspired by the way she treated people, all people. Love knows no gender. Love knows no bounds. She didn't care. She genuinely loved people.
He urged anyone in a toxic relationship to leave it now. Petito disappeared during a cross-country road trip with her fiance. Police are still searching for him. Police in Riverside, California say they've arrested two people after they found 46 pounds of a synthetic opioid at their home. Officials say that's enough to kill more than 50 million people. The Cardinals make history.
He struck him out! Sweet 16! Sweet it is.
Celebration on Bally Sports Midwest as St. Louis beat the Cubs 4-2 for their 16th victory in a row. That's the longest streak in the National League since the Giants won 16 straight in 1951. This is CBS News.
Dell's semi-annual sale for business has arrived. Save up to 45% on Dell computers with Windows 10 Pro to succeed anywhere. Just call 877-ASK-DELL.
6:03 on your Monday morning. It's the 27th of September. We've got a mix of clouds and sun for today. And on the warm side, high of 80. Good morning. I'm Joan Jones.
And I'm Bruce Allen. Here are the top local stories we're following for you this hour. New information this morning about where you can get Pfizer's COVID booster shot across the region. Days after the CDC endorsed boosters for certain groups, local health departments are all making the shot available.
The Virginia Department of Health on their website says boosters are available to all people who are eligible to get it. D.C. and Maryland health departments have instructed all providers to give the third dose to those qualified. You can even schedule to get the booster shot at home in D.C. In both Maryland and the district, all you have to do is self-report that you need the booster shot. No further proof is needed. Last week, the CDC recommended boosters if you're over 65, have an underlying medical condition, or work in a job with a high risk of exposure to the virus. But you still need to wait 6 months after your last dose. To find a booster location near you, go to vaccines.gov. Luke Lukert, WTOP News.
D.C. school nurses are in short supply, and there isn't one in every school. Meantime, those that have them cannot have their nurses monitor or screen kids for COVID-19 symptoms.
Councilmember Charles Allen says there's no question the healthcare worker shortage is affecting D.C. schools.
We have a lot of schools in D.C. that don't have a full-time nurse, and a lot of parents are concerned about that.
As DCPS competes with hospitals and medical practices looking to hire nurses, Chancellor Louis Farabee told council members it's hired 240 healthcare personnel and is contracting CSS nurses to monitor, test, and screen kids for COVID. But parents like Nora Green Lane are frustrated that school nurses' responsibilities are limited.
Extend the use of school nurses. They are an asset.
While Ellen says the idea is to let nurses focus on providing routine healthcare to kids, many schools don't have that resource in place. Megan Clougherty, WTOP News.
The man authorities say is responsible for a vicious string of violent crimes during the 1990s will be back in court today.
61-year-old Giles Warrick is due back in a D.C. courtroom this morning. DNA evidence led police to identify him as the suspect in a string of random rapes and a murder in the 1990s, attacks which led the suspect to be dubbed the Potomac River Rapist until he was actually identified and arrested in 2019. Earlier this month, Warrick was formally indicted by a grand jury on first-degree murder charges in the death of 28-year-old Christine Merzan, who was abducted off a Georgetown street, attacked, and killed with a 73-pound rock back in 1998. This will be Warrick's first appearance in court since being indicted. John Dome in WTOP News.
11 people have been indicted in Richmond in the alleged hazing death of a Virginia Commonwealth University student, Adam Oakes, of Loudoun County. We're now hearing from his parents.
Adam Oakes died in February of alcohol poisoning following an off-campus party at the fraternity he was pledging. Oakes' father told News 4 the family is pleased to see the legal process unfolding after Adam's death 7 months ago.
He just had that infectious personality. You know, when he would walk in a room, he'd greet you with a smile.
The family has started a foundation in their son's memory, Love Like Adam, which is dedicated to ending hazing.
People come and say, I now show Adam's story to my kids. I now let them listen to what you have to say. I mean, so many people have really come out and they're like, you're saving lives.
Dick Uliano, WTOP News. Coming up, Amtrak adds a new route between D.C. and Richmond. It's 6:07.
Lockheed Martin understands that it takes all of us to secure our future. The unrivaled fifth-generation F-35 is built by a diverse, high-tech American workforce. The F-35 program creates high-skilled manufacturing jobs, sustains local economies, and strengthens a supply chain of small businesses. Together, we secure our future. Learn more at F-35.com.
Extra money. Yes, extra money. It's what we dream of, especially when selling our home. And that's what I experienced with Jennifer Young Homes. This is Dave Johnson, and I'm not alone. Melissa and CJ had to figure out what they would do with an extra $40,000. Yeah, that's a nice problem. You see, Melissa and CJ decided to sell their home in Manassas. They worked with Jennifer Young Homes, who quickly got the home listed after staging, maintenance, carpet cleaning, and photos. Jennifer and her team took care of all of this while Melissa and CJ were out of town. Once listed, the home sold quickly for $841,400, more than $41,000 over the list price. Melissa and